long did that last? 2 hours? Hour and a half?
It was like an hour and a half, wasn't it? Hour and 45.
Okay, so you're not cutting out too much.
Well, Corby is not going to be there because he just left to go to Chicago, take a vacation with his wife.
That's mm-hmm. three songs.
And Danny made the point that that's actually going to make the show a much tighter, streamlined set.
Yeah.
Because you have, you know, most of the songs that are left are cover songs or adaptations of songs.
Right.
And not so much original songs that will draw the biggest question marks.
Right. Yeah, and Corby has a tendency to stop the show down for some reason. Not when he does the cover songs, like when he did the Jim Morrison, that was okay, but there's always mass confusion when he comes out there with an acoustic, and then Danny sits down and plays bass. And
they kind of bring the house down a little bit. They're slow down numbers, and he also will take the time to try to explain what he's doing.
Uh-huh. And then there's always usually one start and one stop somewhere in there.
Right.
Back to back.
You're going to miss that, huh?
Huh? Yeah. I'm going to really miss that, Rick. So, anyway, tomorrow after the Cowboy game in the Corral, if you're going to the game and you'd like to see us, head to the Corral. It's that tent thing.
And you're going to be reprising two old favorites. I don't know if you want to keep those under wraps.
Which ones are those? Oh, yes. Let's just say there'll be some fake Jerry singing and fake Coach Joe will sing.
Yeah.
So
those will be crowd pleasers, I'm sure.
That ought to be entertaining. Okay, so what'd you guys do last night? Anybody go out on the town?
I saw a pretty good movie. I rented October Sky. Have you ever seen that?
No, I have that at home, and I've never watched it.
At the Rocket movie?
Yeah.
Great movie.
It's a true story,
or
based on a true story.
Excellent movie.
It's a tearjerker.
Mm-hmm.
The Rocket. Ishmael? What is this?
No, it's about this kid that grew up in a small West Virginia mining town, coal mining town, and he and his buddies
get... bad state, by the way.
You know what's like?
Yeah,
it's kind of like all
real
the right,
backwards.
Kind of like All the Right Moves.
Yeah, I mean, basically, when you're growing up in this town, you know that you're going to be a coal miner when you grow up.
You're going to get black lung by 14.
And so this kid and his buddies get infatuated with Sputnik.
Uh-huh.
And so they decide they want to try and build their own rockets. So it's all about them building their own rockets and then realizing that if they can win this national science fair, they can get scholarships and get their ticket out of that town. So, and it is based on a true story. The main character actually grew up to be a
coal miner?
NASA engineer. So
it was inspiring.
It's a little sappy, you know.
Did any of them become coal miners? There had to be the one friend who stayed back.
No, actually, all four guys, I mean, I'm giving away the movie, but all four guys ended up going to college.
Well, it's been out in video forever.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Laura Dern looks particularly gross in this movie.
I never thought she was really that good looking.
Yeah, she's got a really horse face, but...
Actually, no, she would improve if she got her teeth worked on.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
I never paid attention to her teeth.
She just doesn't have that good a face. I mean, no way around it.
Yeah.
She can have the best body in the world, but if she doesn't have a good face...
And her character was... Her character was really underdeveloped in this movie.
Teacher?
Yeah,
really? Small breast?
No, she was their teacher, and she would show up, like, once every 30 minutes just to reestablish the fact that, yeah, this is their teacher. And then, you know, she has this...
She was the inspiration.
Yeah, she was their inspiration, but they hardly ever showed her in the movie. And then, of course, she gets sick at the end, so...
She gets sick at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should you tell me that?
It's a big C.
Well...
Really?
Or the big L.
No, the big H.
Lesbian?
Hodgkins.
That's right.
Oh.
Which is kind of the big C.
Yeah. I mean, it's true, I guess. I mean, because the real-life teacher actually died. So.
I went to a sixth-grade dance last night.
Sweet.
That's seedy.
Score?
That is seedy.
I was chaperoned.
Under the bleachers?
Nope. All under the hospice of the Heritage Elementary School.
The hospice?
Well, you know, the...
Auspices?
Yeah, that, too. I'm going to look that up. Anyway, yeah, sixth grade party. So it was the typical guys on one side, girls on the other.
So you didn't have to break anything up, like guys getting handsy or...
No handsy, no...
People going outside to smoke.
No cigarette smoking.
Well, what's the age there at sixth grade?
11, 12.
I guess some... I've heard of people doing...
But I think maybe more so today than when we were kids, I think that you'll find 11 and 12-year-olds that... are doing dirty things, but I think it's mostly the girls because they develop faster.
Sure.
And then
there wasn't anything. There was,
you know, junior high guys who can't get junior high girls will go down and start trolling the sixth graders.
Sixth grade's awfully young. But it's weird.
I'm telling you, I think I knew a couple kids that, or at least claimed that in...
Well, when I was... I'm just going to say that when I was in sixth grade, I couldn't do anything.
What do you mean?
I was on the physically unable to perform list.
Why?
I hadn't graduated yet. I hadn't sprouted.
Oh.
Well, what do you mean you're unable to... You can still do that without having gone through puberty.
Well, it has to have a certain...
Hit that.
I mean, you can't...
Gen X Davey.
You can't work a wet noodle.
All right.
Well, yes, Dave, but do you understand that the wet noodle is more of an older person's thing? Even when you're an infant, you can...
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but I've heard that infants can do that, but I thought that...
No, kids of all ages can do that.
Well, then how come I never experienced that until...
Adoption?
13.
Because gay.
Oh. Yeah, I guess it was in the athletics locker room that I experienced my first one.
Goodness, see, that's I'll bad. Tell you what I don't like.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave.
Dude, what was your middle school?
It was seven through nine.
Yeah, see, at this school, it's 6 through 8. And I think my son Matt.
There's a big difference between 6th and 7th.
Man, you should see the 8th graders. I mean, it's too intimidating for a 6th grader.
Because most kids, they hit that growth spurt between, you know, the summer between 6th and 7th or 7th and 8th.
Yeah, the disparity is huge. So I kind of feel sad for them. They should go 7 through 9 like I did.
So did your kid get any dances last night?
No, they didn't really dance. They kind of
girl or boy kid.
They did the good boy.
It's the boy.
This is Matt. They did kind of the group. Mosh in the middle, like, where they're all,
everybody yeah, they're, dance now.
They're all kind of jumping up and down. And it's kind of like pseudo line dancing, where they're kind of there, but they're not really dancing with anybody of the opposite sex. And it was pretty tame. I was proud of them.
So they were sexually ambiguous.
Yeah.
So they didn't blow out any...
I mean, they noticed the other sex, but they don't quite know what to do with it yet, which is good.
They didn't blow out any Backstreet Boys slow jams?
No slow songs.
Really?
Although the principal did warn us chaperones in the beginning, like, any inappropriate handsy behavior, you need to take notice and
any third base alert is right us. Out.
Yeah.
Have you seen that picture, third base at the school dance?
Yeah, that's great. The girl's pretty hot, too.
The girls,
yeah, I saw
they're
it. Yeah,
slow
yeah,
dancing,
yeah, yeah,
and the
yeah.
girl's wearing a short skirt.
And nothing.
And the guy's got his palm
okay.
facing
yes.
the girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we got it.
Headed for
Thank
the promised
you.
Land.
Anyway, so this principal is really nervous. Like, okay, in slow dancing, you want to have a certain amount of space between the boy and the girl. They didn't slow dance. They didn't do anything. So it was a lot of worry. It was a lot of worry over nothing.
All right, 10:24 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Well,
Brian...
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Rant with Gordon Keith and Gen X Davey. Did you see that big Michael Jackson concert up in New York happened?
Yeah, I saw that in the paper. Is this kicking off the tour, or was this just a one-time thing? Because I know they're going to tour, right?
Well, it's a two-time thing. They had one last night, and they're going to have one Monday night. I guess the same concert. But what's strange about this is I don't think he's performing.
He's not?
No, this was just a tribute that other artists did to him, celebrating his 30th anniversary of his solo career.
Was he there?
Yeah, they say the show started almost an hour late.
Because he was putting his nose on?
Well, because he arrived at, like, almost an hour late. He was escorted to his seat by Elizabeth Taylor. Sitting next to him was Macaulay Culkin and his parents.
Macaulay's parents or...
No.
Michael's parents.
Michael's parents.
So Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, and Catherine and Joe Jackson.
Huh. I thought they all hated Joe. I thought all the Jackson kids hated Joe.
See, I thought they
Joe.
Did, and I thought that... Wasn't there... Recently, Michael Jackson gave an interview, or I think it was a print interview, and which he basically alluded to abuse by his father. He maybe even said it outright.
Like Anne Heche kind of abuse?
I don't know if he got herp at the age of 2 like Anne Heche, but he's He basically attributed all his problems to his dad. Well, his dad was sitting right next to him.
Huh.
I wonder if his dad made them both put a blanket over their laps and...
Did the Mickey Rourke popcorn trick?
Yeah, that's what Joe Jackson did to Michael.
And then Michael turned around and did the same thing to Macaulay.
Macaulay, yeah. There was a popcorn daisy chain happening. All right, the people who had appeared... NSYNC, Gladys Knight, Eminem, Destiny's Child. Where'd you see Beyonce turn 20? She's no longer a teenager.
Yeah, she's the
good-looking lead singer, yeah.
She's thick from below the waist, from what I understand.
She looks all right to me.
Well, I think they disguise it.
Like how? Like with lamps and...
Yeah, lighting and mirrors.
Mm-hmm. I think she's still really pretty.
Yeah, she's very pretty. And she makes that band. I mean, you know, the other two are pretty much disposable. In fact, they did dispose of one of them, didn't they? They used to be,
I think she's
used to
the
be
only,
four chicks.
I think she's the only original one, right?
Probably. So who else?
Yoko Ono.
What?
Yoko Ono.
What did she do?
I don't know. Came out there and traded in on John's memory a little bit more. Jill Scott. Who is Jill Scott?
No idea.
Alicia Keys.
Who
what does she
who
sing?
Who is that?
I've heard her name, but I don't know what she sings. Shaquille O'Neal. He sang, I wonder?
I'm sure this is all just appearances. Maybe these people, like, introduced other artists.
It said scheduled appearances or performances. Chris Tucker and Samuel L. Jackson, as well as Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando.
Hey, what was that first song you were playing there, Scott?
Is it that Alien Ant Farm song?
I want to hear his new song called You Rock My World.
Oh, we don't have that, sir.
What song? I don't remember this. What album was this off of?
This is off the wall, isn't it? Smooth Criminal?
Oh.
Because there's a band that did a cover version of it that's on the American Pie soundtrack. It's big with the kids.
So here's the question. And by the way, I heard his new single kind of tanked.
Yeah, didn't you say that Kid Craddock said they got it early? They got an advance copy and they spun it a couple times and they got no repeat requests for it?
I don't know if I told you that.
Somebody told me.
Somebody told me that about Kid, too.
Yeah.
But maybe it's being attributed to me. Anyway, maybe we should call Kiss 106 and ask what the deal is.
Yeah, well, maybe we should request it.
Yeah.
Hi, you've reached Michelle Byers with the corporate...
Okay, hello.
That's the wrong number.
Wait a second. Okay, I know what I did wrong. I dialed the wrong number.
Yeah.
It was one digit off. Calling Kiss 106 to ask about the new Michael Jackson song. I hate when DJs are cocky and don't answer the phone. Like we do all the time here because no one wants to produce.
Let it ring off the hook.
What if this album totally fails for Michael Jackson?
Probably will.
So here's the question. Who listens to him anymore? Are white kids into Michael Jackson? Are black kids into Michael Jackson?
I think, like, older women.
I don't think anyone is into Michael Jackson anymore, including older women.
Yeah, he basically has no audience anymore.
But somehow he's still the king of pop. He's 42. What kind of cultural relevancy can he have at 42? Although, I guess you too. They're around that age and they're still on top.
They rock.
That is strange how U2's been able to maintain it. I mean, they've had hits off of every album they've come out with.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at them and you look at the Rolling Stones. If you're a rock act, Aerosmith, you can maintain your relevance if you get the right producer and you have the right direction.
Right. You're right, David.
Artists like Michael Jackson are more cyclical, you know? Like Barry White disappeared for forever, and then all of a sudden he became kind of retro chic, you know?
Uh-huh.
And now people are buying Barry White albums again.
Well, Luther Vandross is still popular, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Why don't they answer the dang phone? Who else would play Michael Jackson? mix? Are they all 80s now?
They're more 80s and 90s, I think.
KVIL?
I think KISS is probably the only place that would play it.
Please answer the phone.
I mean, they're the only true top 40 station in this market anymore, I think.
And try to call Kid Craddock.
You got his number? Bother him at home on a Sunday morning? Saturday morning? I'm so screwed up from the Labor Day weekend, I think.
Oh, where's my stylus?
I've been thinking that each day was the day after it actually was, all week.
All right. Call Merge? You just said it's not in the Inco. We have the same system as they do, Scott.
I guess that's true.
It's good thinking, though.
I mean, they're top 40, aren't they?
All right, our lines are going crazy.
They play YouTube and all that music.
No, the top ticket. 40 is like Backstreet Boys.
The ticket.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, can I do a version of some Afrotainment news for you since you just screwed up who's out the Michael Jackson thing?
Oh, did I screw it up? All right, go ahead.
Okay, well, actually, you were screwed up, Gordon. I'm sorry. You just didn't know who the acts were.
Yeah, clarify some of the people that we didn't know.
Okay, I'll start with Destiny's Child. They were the original four members. They replaced two of them, so there are two original members now. And when they replaced those two, they subtracted one of those, which made it three, which, right, you know, they have three right now.
So there's two original members.
Two originals and one new.
And okay. Which one do you think's the best looking?
Oh, Beyonce. Yeah. I tear her up.
Sir, come on.
Dude, my pants are just flying all around the Michael Jackson concert.
Now, do you agree with me that she's thick down below? Not that that's a bad thing.
Actually, I can pretty much tell you that she is. I mean, I know.
You've seen it?
Whatever.
I know, dude. I'm telling you, I was in Dallas last night, but I swear my pants were up at the Michael Jackson concert.
Well, she may be thick. You mean like thick as in bad, or she just kind of has a black girl's build?
No, she has a black girl build, right?
Yeah,
she has a big waist. Booty and thick, right. Thick tree trunk thighs.
Right, thin waist, big butt, and big thighs.
All right,
she's awesome. Okay, Alicia Keys, she's a new girl on the R&B scene.
Uh huh.
She sings a song, and I'll kind of recite it in a garden type of way. I'm falling in love with you. That's her song. But I don't know if y'all have heard that before.
No.
Sing it again.
I'm falling. Hello?
Stop it.
Okay. Also, damn it, who? Oh, Jill.
Jesus, what?
Jill Scott?
Yeah.
Okay, she's a new girl in the R&B scene also. She was actually just at the Bronco Bowl about a month ago. But she's kind of jazzy, blues type. But now, a lot of these people are new and probably just people that Michael Jackson, he likes.
Now, when you say these last two chicks, Jill Scott and who was the other one?
Alicia Keys.
Yeah, when you're saying that they're R&B, are you saying they're, like, legitimate R&B or are they, like, pop?
They're legitimate R&B.
Okay.
Yeah, legitimate.
So they have some cred.
They're new. That's the thing. They're new. So I wouldn't give them just total cred, but they're selling albums as far as soon as the albums are released, they're pretty much going gold.
But, like adult R&B listeners are liking their stuff, not just teens.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay.
Thanks for Afrotainment News.
Afrotainment News for you.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that regarding the Michael Jackson single,
yeah?
That you need to call Chris Arnold because K104 plays it.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, I was flipping through the station and heard it on.
All right, we'll try them. Thanks for your phone call.
Nope.
.1041,
I think, yeah.
All right, we're calling K104.
Wait, no, that's us. We're 1041.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're 1043, right?
Sorry.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. The ticket's at 1041 on the AM dial. Sorry. We don't have time to do this here, Scott? Okay. All right, we're going to call K104 next, and we're going to try to get a hold of this new Michael Jackson song to see if it really does suck.
And P1s, don't call 1041 or 10K104 and blow it for us.
Yeah. 1044 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket. The Ticket and Toyota of Plano presents The Frozen Tundra.
You're as cold as ice.
Come talk to ice.
WWW.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Rant with Gordon Keith and Generation X David. I'm Gordon Keith.
And I'm Generation X David.
And we got a whole other hour of the program to go, including some classic audio from the past week and some fun stuff.
Oh.
What is this?
It's a hotline for Kiss FM.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have that?
Rick Arnett gave it to me.
Okay. Okay, right now, George Dunham from The Morning Show joins us.
Grant.
Hey, Georgie.
How's it going?
Good. Now, the reason we wanted you to come on here is because you listen to K104.
Yeah.
You consider yourself a middle-aged white guy who has street cred in the black community.
A little bit. A little bit.
Although you're the whitest, most conservative of all of us.
Yeah, it's strange.
Now, who are your favorite rappers currently? I know that you used to like Naughty by Nature and Coolio, but those aren't really hip anymore.
No, they're not. I like Nelly. He's a little foul-mouthed, but I like him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of like you. I was watching the MTV Awards the other night. Man, I never heard of some of these people.
Right.
So I don't know how really up-to-date I am.
All right, George. So we bring you on because we're about to call K104 and ask them about Michael Jackson's new song. And you're going to be my interpreter. I want you to take all the very whitish-sounding things that I say and translate them into the hip vernacular.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, we're going to call K104. You don't have to pull this down. This is a public number here, Scott.
I'm sure he's laughing right now.
Oh. You think Scott's one of the dumbest guys you've ever known, George?
No, I'm not going to say that.
Ding, dang, Nicodemus. Oh!
Scott's just frustrating.
If it's a public number, how come we didn't have it earlier? Didn't you have to get it from Rick?
No,
well, that's a hotline number.
We're not calling Kiss FM right now. We're calling K104.
They're different stations, Scott.
Good question, Scott.
Yeah.
Thanks, George.
Oh.
It's working great, guys.
Thanks, George.
Try it again.
Well, I'll try the other one that George said.
Right. Oh, yeah, I think it's the first one that I told you.
Okay, Dave, dial it over there. It's two ones at the beginning of the second part. Dave's dialing.
I'm pretty sure that's the number you call when you want some shout-outs.
All right. Now, who is this? Is that Eve or Lil Kim? Oh, it's Nelly. And that Gwen Stefani looks good in a couple of those videos that won.
Whatever.
She was in both of the Best Male Video and Best Female Video as a guest performer on both of them. One with Moby and one with, was it Eve? You don't like Gwen Stefani?
No.
You don't think she's good looking at all?
No.
You're nuts. Crazy in the brain head. You prefer Laura Dern.
No, I don't.
Calling K104 with our special guest translator, George Dunham. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, George.
Hey, they're in a song, so they should be answering. Having fun.
Why can't we dial out on our phone bank on the air?
I don't know. It's probably because it's digital.
Digital?
Digital.
In the meantime, what are you doing today, Jeb?
I'm headed to Norman, Oklahoma.
Oh, big North Texas OU game.
Yeah.
Hey, I was thinking, actually, that I would take North Texas in the 41. What do you think?
Yeah, I would.
Well, why didn't you? You didn't take 50.
Well, I just, that's a no-win if I do that. Because if you take that many points and they do cover like that, I mean, what's that saying? And I know OU does have the capability to blow people out, so. Besides, I don't bet anymore. Why are DJs so cocky?
I don't know. They just are, especially you.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a DJ?
No, I'm not a DJ.
Do you like it in articles when we're described as sports talk DJs? It's very confusing. Yeah, we spin sports records.
If you had to answer your own phones, George, would you ever pick up the phone?
Yes, I would.
If you're a music DJ and you have nothing but between you know, yeah. little spot breaks where you have to say, identify the station. You have nothing but time.
Yeah, that's all you got.
Surfing for porn.
Look, what? I have Radio Gold on the line. You never know.
Who is he?
Oh, he's the guy who used to work at Cliff.
Oh.
Hey, right, we're Radio Gold.
Seems like we're getting nowhere here with K104. We have the hotline number to KISS. You want to try that, Giorgio?
Yeah, let's try that.
Okay. We're calling to find out about the new Michael Jackson record that we hear sucks. Oh. Ding, dang, Nicodemus Dog. Here, Dave. Have you heard it yet, George?
No, I haven't. I'm really anxious to hear it. It'll be phone line quality, but I guess we'll take it.
Yeah, phone line quality broadcast on AM radio.
Yeah, you folks at home might want to roll on this and, you know,
all
play
right,
it in your stereo.
Shut up. We're calling the KISS hotline.
Oh.
Good job, Dave. God. That's the KISS hotline, huh?
That's what Rick said. Why don't we just send him a fax real quick and then have him call us back?
Call us.
All right, hold on. He's probably going to get mad at this because I got this number through evil means.
We're calling Kid?
Uh-huh. Okay. I think he's in New York right now, as a matter of fact.
Boy, he's so big time.
Hello?
Hey, Kiss FM.
Stop it.
He doesn't always answer his phone like that.
No.
Yeah, this is his...
Hello?
Kid.
Yeah?
Hey, it's Gordon Keith. We're on the air right now, so don't cuss.
Okay, Gordon.
Okay, you busy?
No, I'm not busy.
All right, we just need 10 seconds.
Okay.
George Dunham's on the line with us.
Okay.
And I'm here, too.
And I recognize I'm abusing your phone right now, but listen.
Well, I'm in a taxi cab in New York City.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Is the guy foreign that's driving you around?
Yes, what a silly question.
You got any material on that?
No.
Okay, good. All right.
Not from this decade.
Okay, so we're talking about Kiss FM. We're talking about the new Michael Jackson song. And we can't get anyone over at Kiss FM to answer the phone.
Okay.
So we're wondering, is it failing? Is it not doing very well?
It's too early to tell, Gordon.
Is it getting airplay?
It's getting airplay.
What do you think about it?
I love it.
Really and truly?
Yeah.
God, we haven't even heard it yet.
How many spins a week is it getting on KISS?
60.
That's pretty heavy rotation, is it not?
Pretty heavy. Pretty heavy, yeah. He did a show here in New York last night.
Did you go?
I didn't go. No, it was $2,500 a ticket. So.
Off.
But it got a good review in the paper.
Now, I understand you guys had, Scott was telling us you guys had some sort of meltdown with NSYNC this week on your show.
A meltdown with NSYNC?
Yeah. You know anything about that? Well, Scott's one of the dumbest guys I know, so he's probably got all his facts wrong.
No, I don't know. No.
Something about a video camera not having a battery or some tale he told.
Oh, that was with Aerosmith.
Oh, with Aerosmith. Good job, Scott. You got all your facts right.
I don't listen.
Jeez
Aerosmith,
Louise.
NSYNC, you know.
Yeah, same thing.
Well, are you guys ragging on Michael Jackson?
No, we had heard that the song was failing, and we were wondering if this is going to be kind of the end for him.
See, I don't know. I haven't read anything about it. I don't know how it's charted or anything like that. But I know that he kind of got made fun of for the MTV Video Music Awards thing. You know, so that's where Dance with NSYNC.
Yeah, Dancing with the Young Men.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not the best move.
Can't stay away.
An inconceivable kind of beginning to that to his new song called You Rock My World, where Chris Tucker and he and Michael are arguing over which one of them is going to get the girl.
Oh, boy.
Kind of reprising the girl is mine shtick.
Right, right.
Oh, poor Michael.
And Chris Tucker says, you can't get that girl, Michael. And Michael says, watch me get that girl.
Jeez.
No.
And I understand Michael's going through a makeover. They're trying to make him look more masculine these days.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, that's what he hired some big makeup artist that's going to slowly... Hello?
Hello?
I think that's George dropped off. You there, Kid?
Okay. Right. Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, visiting with Kid Craddock from KISS 106, the guy that I'm sure all P1's wives listen to. We divvy up the audience nicely in the household.
Thank you for that.
Yes. And, all right, so we ask about Michael Jackson's new song. You say that you like it.
I do like it. It's got kind of an 80s feel to it. He got turned down by the first two or three producers he wanted to do the record. He wanted Dr. Dre to do it, and Dr. Dre said no. He wanted Jay-Z to do it, and Jay-Z said no.
What are they distancing from him?
I think that Yeah, I think they are, because if it fails and you produce it, it's kind of a no-win situation. It's Michael Jackson. It's got to sell 100 million albums or it's a failure.
Right. But I would think that it would be kind of like a Quentin Tarantino reclamation project for these producers. You know, that they could make him relevant again.
That's right. But if they don't make him relevant after spending $30 million, which is what he spent on this album.
Good Lord.
$30 million. It's the most expensive album ever produced.
Wow.
And if it doesn't work, then, that's something a guy like Dr. Dre doesn't really need to take that kind of risk.
Right. Have you heard the whole thing? Does it sound like they spent $30 million on it?
Haven't heard the whole thing. I've only heard a couple of tracks, and I've just downloaded them off the computer like everybody else.
All right, visiting with Kid Craddock here, and Kid, we need to let you go because we so rudely interrupted your day up there.
Not at all.
But secondly, I wanted to ask, and now I forgot my question. Are your pants down? I don't know what I was going to ask.
This might make the emergency break of the week.
It just might.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. What was I going to ask? Oh, okay, the other question we had, what is his audience now?
We have really good chemistry, Gordon.
Yeah, I know. We're failing.
Yeah.
But,
great.
But what is
feel
his,
it? Are you
what,
feeling it?
What is his audience now?
What is his audience now?
Yeah.
Young black kids? The business is so fickle that if he gets love from the people that are hot right now, people like Ja Rule and people like Eminem, you know, if they show him love, then the masses will follow and wrap their arms around him again. So I think it's going to be a younger audience. I think it's going to be, an 18 to 30 audience.
Really?
Yeah.
The middle
age? You know why? Because they didn't get burnt, so they don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
They don't remember the payoffs and the scandals and the pictures of the growing area. They don't remember any of that. All they know is there's a guy that was a legend, and they got the Thriller album when they were 7 years old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you hear who was sitting next to Michael at the little tribute?
Who was next to Michael?
Macaulay Culkin.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
Oh,
he's a little old for Michael now, though.
I know.
He keeps making those mistakes. It's like he's throwing it back in our face.
I know.
Like at this concert, the tickets were $2,500, but Jamie Foxx said the kids got in free, which, kid. Thank you. Got a rip shot?
What is the... Yeah. All right, kid. There, we finally got the rim shot.
That was an FM joke, right?
Yeah, I know. We just remember, we're not broadcasting humor on FM quality, so,
right,
it doesn't translate as well.
Sure.
All right, when are you coming back in town?
It's my anniversary, so my wife and I are here.
Oh,
we interrupted your anniversary trip?
Yeah, actually, we were in the back of a limousine doing horrible things.
Oh, my goodness. Recreating the No Way Out scene. Well,
yeah,
I feel
yeah.
so bad. I thought you were up there on business.
Well, I was on business, and then Carol came up and joined me for the weekend. So.
Oh, well, I hope you guys have a lovely time and apologize profusely to her, and I apologize to you.
She's fine. She looks only mildly irritated right now.
The guys on the show made me call you.
That's fine.
All right.
My fault.
Just making sure. And if you want to get back at me, call me anytime in the middle of the night.
I would never do that to you, Gordon, because you know what? When you and I shared phone numbers, it was like, with a specific intent that we're not going to use them against each other.
That's right.
So.
Well, this is a friendly call. And hey,
sure it is.
If you, kid, if you'd like to plug your number one show on our station, you can go ahead and do it.
Really?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think that would be appropriate at all.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
All right,
thank you. That's Kid Craddock. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Gordon.
Okay,
bye, you guys.
Bye-bye. That was the great Kid Craddock from Kiss 106 saying that he actually likes the Michael Jackson song.
I think he's somewhat political in saying that because the station's really behind it.
No, I think Kid's big enough now he can be politically incorrect about things.
Well, he has before.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we'll tell you the story of all stories, and you're not going to want to miss it. Grab your family.
This is Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports radio station, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. The Ticket, established in 1994, built in Texas by Texans with big-name guests. Sports information every 20 minutes on The Ticket ticker at 10...
1310 The Ticket. This is The Rant. I'm Gordon Keith along with Jen. Romantic getaway he was on and asking about...
Built in Texas by Texans with big-name guests. Sports information every 20 minutes on The Ticket ticker at 10...
1310 The Ticket. This is The Rant. I'm Gordon Keith along with Gen X Davey. We, in case you missed it, we just talked with Kid Craddock from Kiss 106. We actually disturbed him on a little romantic getaway he was on and asked him about the Michael Jackson song. We still have yet to find a copy of the song. It's called Boys Pants Half Off.
No, it's not.
You Rock My World. It's called You Rock My World. Parentheses, even though you're only seven. from the new album Invincible, due out at the end of October. So if anybody has a copy of this somehow, got like an early copy of it, then give us a call and play it for us over the phone. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Yeah, hey, is Gordon there?
Yeah.
Hey, Gordon, I just wanted to tell y'all about a new job I got.
Hey, is this Chan Gailey?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, I got me a new job.
Oh, you did? What you got, Chan?
Yeah, I work for a cider company.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, apple cider, cherry cider.
Yeah, okay. Watch
cider.
It. Let's see what you got.
Yeah, well, the old company that's owned by this old family, his name is Dick.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, you know that song you're talking about?
Yeah.
Corby played it on, like, Thursday.
Well, did you search, Scott, for it in the Enco and see if we've got it in the computer system?
All right, hopefully you find it, okay?
Oh, I hope I do, too. Thank you. All right. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, you guys got it. It's in the Enco.
That's what I keep thinking, but you have to understand.
Dumb Scott, I know. Dumb Scott.
Yeah. Thank you.
He's going to blow his head off one of these days.
Hi, the ticket.
Hey, my dry cleaners lady has a baby arm.
Really?
And I saw a midget yesterday.
Okay, thank you, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hold on, what is happening?
Nothing much. What's going on with you?
We are at the Eastern Front.
The ticket. Coming up here in just a moment, by the way.
About
the store.
5'8", 175. Am I fat?
Coming up is the story of Peter Fonda doing acid with the Beatles. Interesting tale. We'll get to that here in just a moment. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Hello.
Hey, one of you guys, this is The Ticket?
Yeah.
When you guys started to talk about some company trying to make Michael Jackson look like a man,
yeah,
or something, but
right,
he didn't finish. What's the deal?
Well, no, he's hired some makeup artist who is going to slowly transform him into more of a masculine look because he's been looking so effeminate, you know?
He's not with the oriental woman look anymore?
No, he's gotten away from the geisha look.
He's such a tard. All right, thanks.
Well, I don't know if I'd use that word, but hello, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, hey, I just want to let you guys know there's a topless dancer that has a lobster claw. Can I tell you the establishment she works at?
No, don't tell us the establishment, but I've heard this before.
It's in Arlington. It's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, I hear about it on the radio all the time, but I've never seen one actually in person.
Uh-huh. She's only got one?
It's so strange to see her pick up money or lift her G-string.
With a lobster claw.
How does she lift her G-string without snipping it in half?
They're not sharp,
the,
Dave.
The weird thing is she has nails, like the long stripper nails on those two fingers.
Like all painted up?
Yes, and they're long, and they got like a little logo of some sort.
You sure she's got like a real lobster claw, or maybe she just is missing her index, middle, and ring finger?
No, but it looks like they tried to convert it back to where there's like actually two fingers, but it's a true lobster claw.
Hmm. Wow.
It's very interesting. I suggest everyone check that out.
Well, we'll see if we can't get her up here in studio.
That'd be so great.
To raise awareness. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
All right, this is one of your friendly neighborhood postal workers. I either have a new map question or an eight-second song I'd like to sing.
You either have a new math question?
Question.
Or an eight-second song. Let's hear the eight-second song. And he hung up.
Hmm.
So you found it, Scott. Scott has found the audio.
What was it? Doesn't have Michael Jackson anywhere.
What was it called?
That was the problem.
What was it called?
Rock My World.
Okay, I said the title of the song, Scott.
Yeah.
I was looking through, I searched Michael and then Jackson and then Michael Jackson.
Well, then the third search would probably be the title of the song. Just for the next time.
Thanks, Davey.
Sure.
This is like 10 minutes later.
All right, let's hear it.
So, wait a second. In 10 minutes, it took you to search Michael
and then
Jackson.
I never heard the name Rock My World.
I've said it, Rock My World.
I asked Layla, I go, they said the name of the song. She goes, Rock My World. I mean, you clearly did because she knew it. I didn't hear it. Sorry.
All right, here's Scott Jones and Michael Jackson's new song, You Rock My World.
Oh, man. Oh, look at that girl right there. Goodness gracious. Oh,
That girl fine, man. Look at the... Oh, she just too fine. She knows she fine, too.
She is banging.
Oh, she's off the hook.
She looks good. You're right.
I bet you can't nobody get that girl.
Chris, I can get her.
Can't get in that girl. Mike, I guarantee you can't get that girl.
Watch me get that girl.
I bet you never, Neverland, you can't.
I can get her.
All right, come on in. Come on!
Watch.
Start was really bad acting.
Yeah, horrible acting. Shouldn't have included it.
That was probably the first take, too. They just got Chris Tucker in there and said, oh, well, you know, do you talk like there's a girl over
you
there?
You talk like Chris Tucker and you pretend like you like girls, Michael. That's the direction they got.
And action.
Well, have to say failed. You want to play Spin or Spare on it?
Sure.
Hi, the ticket, Spin or Spare?
That'd be a big spare.
Hi, the ticket, Spin or Spare?
It was horrible.
Hi, the ticket, Spin or Spare?
Spare.
Hi, the ticket, Spin or Spare?
Spare.
What?
Hello?
Yeah, Spin or Spare?
Spare.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand you the first time. Hi, you're on the ticket, Spin or Spare on the new Michael Jackson song?
Spare is all you got.
Spin or Spare, new Michael Jackson song?
I say spin, spin, spin.
One spin. Hi, you're on AM radio.
Spare.
You're on AM radio.
That was one of the worst songs I've ever heard.
Oh, hey, it's Erica's father, Dave.
Guten Morgen, gentlemen.
Dave's future
father. That sounded
more
like Love Boat era music.
Yeah, it did. It sounded very out of date.
And what was the deal with that clown calling in with a fake German accent earlier?
Yeah, I know. I bet you that offended you, didn't it, Erica's
that
father?
That offended me to no end. Almost as bad as when David threw the book away I gave to him.
What book was that?
The Merits of Premarital Celibacy.
Oh, Dave,
sorry.
You threw it away?
Yeah.
Have you been fouling his daughter? Well, don't laugh at that, sir.
Oh, no, I was laughing at something else, sorry.
Oh, okay. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask Dave since he is going to marry your daughter someday?
Well, does he believe in letting parents live in the same house?
Okay, that's a good question,
when
Dave.
When they get older? Extended nuclear family?
I'm sure we can work out an arrangement in like a home or something.
Oh, he's talking about putting you in a nursing home, Erica's father.
Well, that's all right, as long as there are hot young nurses there.
Oh, you still have your sex drive after all these years, don't you?
Oh, yes, the miracles of modern medicine, they do wonders.
Are you and Mrs. Erica's father still active?
Well, isn't that a little personal, Gordon?
Yeah, well, that is a little personal. But Dave, you shouldn't ask.
Sorry.
Okay. I have somebody here that wants to say good morning to you.
Okay.
Who is it? Yeah, he does not want to talk now. He was all prepared earlier, but he is not shying away.
Well, that seems like a pretty late love child for you.
He's only 5.
Wow. And how old are you?
I believe you met him at one of the summer musical things in downtown.
Yeah, you made it over here from Deutschland.
Ah, yes.
I didn't know I had a brother.
Ah, yes. Gotta go.
Or a future brother.
Hey, go continue with spin and spin. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you. That's Erica's father. That's Dave's girlfriend's father, who joins us from time to time. All right, you ready for the story about Peter Fonda doing acid with the Beatles?
Yeah, I guess. I'd really love to hear about it now.
Well, you're going to have to wait just a second because we have to do commercials. But I'm going to tell you this story next, including one member of the Beatles who hated Peter Fonda and wanted to kick his ace.
And I also would like to request some classic audio, too.
Yeah, and we're going to hear from Chan Gailey as he joined the hard line yesterday for Football Half the Way. That's all coming up next on The Ticket.
The Cowboys have shoulder pads, helmets, and cleats, but they just aren't the Baltimore Ravens. The Miller Lite Ticket Time Wasters have guitars, drums, and amps, but they just aren't you, too. Sunday, Texas Stadium, it's the Cowboys and the Bucks. Then, immediately following the game in the Cowboys' Corral, it's the Miller Lite Ticket Time Wasters live.
Oh, 7 years ago, they invented the ticket and they had a nice...
The Miller Lite Ticket Time Wasters play Texas Stadium in the Corral Sunday after the Cowboys game. Be there.
www.theticket.com.
Hey, Pete Wands, Bob Sturm here.
And Dan McDowell for our friends at Owner Finance Relocations.
If you've always wanted to own a home but maybe have had problems qualifying, listen up.
Call Owner Finance Relocations at 214-387-8700 and find out how you can buy and close on a house in as soon as 2 weeks.
Doesn't matter if you've jumped from town to town changing jobs.
Or if you're self-employed and maybe the banks and the man can't verify your income.
Then you're the perfect candidate to call Owner
Put Down. You qualify.
Doesn't matter if you've had bad credit issues, if you're self-employed, a job hopper, just divorced. If you qualify with 5% down, you can buy and close on a house in as little as 2 weeks.
Call 214-387-8700 for a free consultation with Owner Finance Relocations.
Get into that house you want. Call Owner Finance Relocations at 214-387-8700.
Tell him Bad Radio told you to call.
Drive the most powerful Nissan Pathfinder ever during Nissan's Pathfinder Golf Giveaway Test Drives with 240 horsepower, available automatic climate control, leather-appointed seating and navigation system. Pathfinder has the performance and luxury on par for any course. In fact, Pathfinder has such great game, Four Wheeler Magazine named it 2001 Four Wheeler of the Year. And now get 0.9% APR short-term financing plus $1,000 cash back when you purchase a new 2001 Pathfinder from dealer stock. Plus, get 2 free rounds of golf just for test driving Pathfinder. Tee off from DFW's best courses. Mansfield National, Southern Oaks, Louisville's Lake Park, Iron Horse, or the new Cowboys Golf Club in Grapevine. The Nissan Pathfinder. It's time you had the best. Hurry in. Nissan's Pathfinder Golf Giveaway Test Drives are only available at your Dallas-Fort Worth Nissan dealer. APR for well-qualified buyers. Golf offers while supplies last. You must be 18 years or older with a valid driver's license. Void where prohibited. One test drive offer per household. See participating dealer for details. Offer ends 10-101. Nissan. Driven.
Welcome to the Beck's Oktoberfest Instructional Tapes, your step-by-step guide to the upcoming Oktoberfest celebration season. Lesson 1. Useful German phrases. Should you spot an attractive girl at your Oktoberfest, try this greeting.
Echt stark, sehr modern.
Translation, I really dig that peasant dress, very retro. Or if you girls wish to meet a handsome young fellow.
Hallo Helmut, wie wär's denn mit einer Polka?
Meaning, hey Helmut, would you like to get down and polka? Another phrase that may also be useful.
Ja, Herr Wachtmeister, wir machen die Blasmusik gerne leiser.
Yes, officer, we'll gladly turn down the oompa music.
Oktoberfest officially kicks off September 14th. Celebrate with Beck's, Beck's Light, Beck's Dark, and the special Beck's Oktoberfest brew. Go to becksbeer.com for a complete guide to throwing your own Oktoberfest party. Beck's, the official beer of Oktoberfest. Enjoy Beck's responsibly. Imported by Beck's North America, Stamford, Connecticut.
I got a ranch in downtown Dallas. I buy diamonds by the ton. Chase cuties in my Cadillac. Drill oil wells just for fun. But when it comes to boots, I need a deal that'll fit me right. Toe to heel, so get my boots at Western Warehouse.
Great new fall styles are arriving daily at Western Warehouse, Dallas-Fort Worth's premier Western Wear stores. Outerwear, boots, shirts, hats, and more by famous makers like Carhartt, Panhandle Slim, Wrangler, Tony Lama, and Justin. Western Warehouse has the best selection of Justin chukkas, ropers, and work boots in the Metroplex, and at the guaranteed lowest prices. And our new fall shipments of Carhartt outerwear, jeans, and overalls have just arrived. Get them while you can. Don't miss out. Panhandle Slim men's shirts start at just $19.99 and take $5 off the regular price of all new Cinch or Cruel Girl jeans and shirts. The best for less is always at Western Warehouse. Four convenient locations throughout the Metroplex.
I'm Layla. Mac Brown faces his former team. That story and all the latest sports news next on the Ticket Ticker.
Hi, this is Norm Hitzkus, and I'm a superior man. That is, I've been leasing my cars for a long time now from Superior Leasing because of their customer service and their dedication to satisfaction. But here goes Superior again, proving themselves even more by giving back to the community. They're sponsoring the John O'Hurley Celebrity Invitational benefiting Alzheimer's research. For more information on the golf tournament and gala, call 972-994-0994 or visit the website at golf4als.org between now and September 24th. If you lease or buy a car from Superior, they will donate $100 to Alzheimer's. Call 972-994-0994. By the way, with your new property tax law, lease your car now from Superior Leasing and you have no property tax, or trade in your existing lease and there's no property tax. Call Superior Leasing right now for the golf tournament and for a fantastic deal on a car. 972-994-0994.
It's Jimmy Kimmel for the Emmy-winning Fox NFL Sunday pregame show. Here are my preseason predictions. First, look for Chris Collinsworth to say something interesting this year. Might not happen during the show, might just be an offhanded remark at home, but it will happen. Secondly, Howie Long will finally admit he has a long-standing crush on me. And I predict Terry Bradshaw will give up broadcasting to follow his dream as a professional goat masseuse.
Kimmel, you fat son of a b- out of that booth.
Fellas!
This is still our show, Jimmy.
On paper, yes, but...
What'd you say about me, fat boy?
Easy, Mr. Long. It's comedy.
Hey, I'll give you comedy. Knock, knock. Who's there? Ow!
Join JB, Terry, Howie, Chris, and Jimmy for the kickoff weekend as America's number one pregame show brings you all the latest news right up to game time. Then it's an NFL on Fox doubleheader when the Bucs battle the Cowboys, followed by the Rams-Eagles.
Fox NFL Sunday coverage begins tomorrow at 11 a.m. on Fox 4.
The third annual Limbs for Life Project 50 bike race is Tuesday, September 25th. Project 50 is a 238-mile bike race from Dallas to Oklahoma. Support the Limbs for Life Foundation. Call 1-888-235-5462. That's 1-888-235-5462. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket.
Santa Fe Cabaret brings you this one. Number 4, Texas is playing North Carolina at Memorial right now. It's 7-0, Texas. Head coach Mac Brown says the UNC defense is nothing to take lightly.
You look at their defense, they got 7-8 guys that'll be in the NFL. They're only giving up 266 yards a game offensively. They've just had some turnovers.
North of the border of Texas, North Texas is playing at Oklahoma at 6:30. Head coach Bob Stoops talks about the running game, which he says hasn't changed that much from one year to the next.
It really has nothing to do with Nate. We said that a year ago after our first year that we wanted to continue to improve our running game to make sure that that was a dangerous part of our offense that defenses needed to account for.
Nebraska plays number 14 UCLA. Game is about to start, and SMU hosts TCU today. Coverage on the Ticket starts at 5:30. Rangers win in basically four innings. It was at 2-4 last night against the Royals, and that was the final. Darren Oliver faces Chris George in tonight's game. It's at 7:05 at the ballpark. U.S. Open action is underway. Leighton Hewitt is up 2-1 over Evgeny Kafelnikov in the first set. Later tonight, the Williams sisters will play each other in the women's final. Our next Ticket Ticker at 11:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to log on to theticket.com and guess when the frozen tender will topple to win a Tundra truck from Toyota of Plano and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
SMU football, Saturday afternoon at 5:30, as the Mustangs take on TCU, live on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Rant with Gordon Keith. I'm Gen X Davey.
And as well, we have Layla. Doing a good job in there, Layla.
Yeah.
How
nice
old are
job,
you?
Layla.
I'm 20.
And you're still
Thank
in school,
you.
Right?
Yes, very much so.
Now, how'd you get this job?
I applied, sent in a tape. I worked upstairs for 2 years, so.
What did you do upstairs?
Me. Produced Mavericks.
For KLIF?
Yeah.
Which they no longer have the Mavericks, so you were looking for a gig, right?
Basically. That and I got, you know, laid off at the other job I was working at, so logical, you know, step would be to come here.
So you are 20.
I am 20, yes.
And I hear that Martine Raleigh hates you.
Our other
because you
person.
Are moving in on her territory and you're like half her age.
I don't know if she hates me. I think that's
Do you
a
get along well?
Word.
Have you talked to her?
I like Martine, yeah.
She doesn't like you?
I don't think that's it.
Hmm. Are you married?
No.
Boyfriend?
At 20, are you kidding me?
Boyfriend?
Yeah.
How long have you been going out with him?
3 years.
How old is he?
He's 23.
And you're unsoiled?
Uh-huh.
And he's been putting up with that for 3 years?
Yeah.
Wait a second, you're claiming that you're unsoiled?
It's not a claim, it's the truth.
It seems like we just had so many women that have claimed that recently. Like, I've known 4 or 5.
And that's a bad
that
thing?
That you've personally
no,
taken out?
No, no, it's not a bad thing. It gives, you know, they become targets to me, yeah, but...
Targets.
I just think that, what, is this religious what? Reasons, or are the guys gross or something?
Who was that?
What?
What?
Oh, never mind. Anyway, no, you know, it is religious reasons, and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I mean, at first it was religious reasons, and, you know, 18 rolled around. I'm like, eh, you know, I might as well just wait.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty much it.
Well, I would like to perform a service and volunteer to be the first notch in your belt.
I think Erica would get mad at that, wouldn't she?
No, she's cool.
Don't
worry about Erica. Erica's no longer with us.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she passed late last night. So what do you think of Davey's offer?
I'd have to decline.
Wow.
It's nothing personal. It's just...
So this dude was 20 when you were 17. He started going out with you when you were 17.
Uh-huh.
And how did you keep his dirty paws off you at 17? I mean, did you have the no means no speech from the very beginning?
I guess. I mean, it was just...
But no doesn't always mean no, does it?
Well, for me, it does. If I say no, it means no.
I always use your lips say no, but your eyes say yes defense.
That's vulgar.
I just imagine you saying that in, like, the backseat of a car to this chick while this make-out music's playing.
Absolutely.
That's classic.
Right. That's why I carry handcuffs. All right, so this guy that you're going out with, what does he do?
He is a financial planner now. He just graduated.
Oh.
Yeah.
So well, you're in for a boring life, yeah. Yeah. That's all right, though.
Well, anytime you change your mind, just give me a call.
I will, Davey. I appreciate the thought.
Now, you are how tall?
5'4".
5'4"? You weigh about what?
About 127, 125.
That's too heavy for you, Dave, isn't it?
I'd make an exception just to
Layla's
help
cute,
her out.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great pickup line. That's too heavy for you, but I'll make an exception this time.
Well, that'll make you feel special that you're the exception.
Wow, yeah. You're too fat, but we'll let it slide this time.
So, you've got dark hair.
You're kind of ethnic.
Kind of ethnic. Yeah, that's a pretty good assessment.
Well, what are you?
Where does Layla come from? Is that a family name?
No, it's my dad is
Clapton
Persian.
Fan?
No, he's Persian, and my mom's American, so.
So you and Shotgun have a common heritage.
Yeah, I think Shotgun's actually Arab, which is a little bit different. It's like, you know, comparing Canada to America sort of thing.
Right. Yeah, Scott. You're all Arab and everything.
Yeah, Scott.
I guess she's better than me.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, well, enough of this nonsense. Well,
Persians
good luck.
Aren't as dirty.
Good luck when you do finally make the decision.
Well, thank
and,
you.
And like you say, you've gone this long, you might as well wait till marriage.
Yeah.
And hopefully this guy will... I'll be the one.
I'll do her.
I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
All right.
Call in from your honeymoon if you guys get married.
Right.
let us know how it goes.
I will.
There's a movie called The Invisible Circus, and you look like the lead character in that, as a matter of fact, the actress.
Is she invisible?
No, she's not invisible.
Oh.
That's just the name of the movie.
Oh.
Doesn't mean that she has to be invisible.
It'd be cooler if she was.
All right, and this story comes to us from Venice. Peter Fonda talks out to Reuters.
Now, Peter Fonda is Jane's dad, right?
Yeah, Hank Fonda's son and Jane's brother.
Oh, Jane's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter Fonda. He was in Easy Rider and... What?
That was on the air.
What the heck was that? What is going on in there? Kevin Blanford just crawled out from beneath Layla's desk. She said, whoop, Kevin.
All right, continue.
Okay. Peter Fonda says that he and the Beatles got really high on LSD one time. That he partied with the Beatles and they all took acid. They took so much LSD that George Harrison thought that he was going to die during the trip. This happened one afternoon in 1965. Peter Fonda says, I remember it clearly.
This is like at the very beginning of the Beatles' drug-induced days.
Yeah, the drug days. He also says that that it was he who inspired the lyrics to the Beatles song She Said, She Said. Huh. John's song off of Rubber Soul. What? No. Is She Said, She Said on Rubber Soul?
Or is it on Revolver?
Tomorrow Never Knows was on Rubber Soul. No, Rubber Soul. Yeah, Revolver had both of them, right? She Said, and Tomorrow Never Knows?
I'm confused now.
That's what I meant. I meant to say Revolver. But now I'm confused.
Anyway.
Play with it. All right, Peter Fonda says, quote, John and George had already had a dose, but then called me and asked me if I wanted to come over. And I thought, yeah, cool, why not? It's the Beatles after all. Then at a certain point, George got really afraid that he was going to die, which unfortunately can be one of the side effects of the drug, so I was trying to console him. And I was saying, don't worry, George, it's okay. I know what it's like to be dead. Recognize that last line. It's from She Said, She Said. Then Lennon looks over, all peed off, and says, you know what it's like to be dead? Who put all that blank in your head? You're making me feel like I've never been born. Right then, right as he said it, John's eyes went wide and he knew that was the lyric. You're making me feel like I've never been born. He never liked me, in fact. John hated my ass. He couldn't stand to have anyone intelligent or intellectual around him. So, according to Peter Fonda, this sounds very untrustworthy, by the way, to me.
Yeah.
According to Peter Fonda, John hated him, but used him for lyrics.
Right, invited him over.
Procured some of his statements for lyrics, appropriated them, if you will. Invited him over, did acid, and then got the lyrics to She Said, She Said out of Peter Fonda. You buy any of it?
No. I guess that, I don't doubt that that's how they got a lot of their lyrics, though.
Tripping?
Just tripping and writing stuff down.
Mm-hmm. All right, right now we're going to take a listen at Football Half the Way, his weekly segment with the Hardline. Chan Gailey called up.
This is inspired.
Inspired by Barry Switzer's Football All the Way. Chan, another former Cowboy coach, has his own show.
First, though, let's talk to Chan in Miami. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. How you doing?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
All right, I'm on top of the pole calling in for Football Halfway.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's Chan Gailey, the former Cowboys coach.
Yeah, with his weekly segment, Football Half the Way.
Well, how you doing today?
Well, I'm doing all right.
What you got going today? You keeping busy?
Hey, you know I can sing a song now?
You can?
Yeah.
Yep. Notice how he never answers any questions.
No.
It goes something like this. Row, row, row your hollow out, gently down the creek. Merrily, 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 you all can suck my...
Whoa, come on.
Yeah, brother taught me that up in the treehouse in Yonder Oak.
Well, you can't say that here.
Brother?
Yeah.
You call your brother just brother?
Hey. Them old coon dogs were howling something fierce last night when them bobcats came up on them.
They were? How did that happen?
Them cats got off with two hawks from the smokehouse before Daddy let off with both shells from his over-under.
You don't live with your daddy still.
Yeah. Hey.
What?
Hey, he's having punch down at the Fellowship Hall. I could fit you a mason jar full should you want.
Well, I don't know about that. How about the Dolphins this weekend? I mean, how's it going? You are the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I suppose I am. Hey, my pappy.
Yeah?
He hits me when I overturn the buttermilk.
Well, he should.
Yeah. Month come Friday, he liked to kill me when he let after me with a razor strap.
Well, you know, you got a big game with Tennessee coming up this weekend. And what are you going to do about moving the ball on them?
Hey, I was walking through some brush the other day, and I got cut so bad we had to put a little monkey blood on it so as it would heal.
You didn't put any calamine lotion on it?
No, he's out right now. He'll come in 2 weeks.
Well, what are you going to do about moving the ball on that tight end defense Sunday?
Hey.
What?
When I fell off the rope swing over the creek, I lit right down into a snake bed of moccasins.
A snake bed of moccasins?
Yeah. I like to lost my nuts to a 10-footer.
You better watch out about that. They're pretty fond of nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I lain with a sheep last night.
What?
Okay. What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think you'd have a little bit more Javon Curse and Kevin Carter on your mind than laying with sheep.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose you're right, I reckon.
Well, right, we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I'll call in next week.
Okay.
But I gotta warn you, my trick knee is acting up, so I don't know if I can get to the top of the pole. Yeah.
Well, just give it a try, okay?
Yeah, I heard it last week when I clambered up to the top of the loft with Peggy Lou and touched her where her babies happened.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, Mama whip us off. She done finds out.
You're married and you don't live with your parents.
Yeah, she'll take after us with the hickory switch.
And you don't know any Peggy Lou.
Yeah.
Peggy Lou?
All right. I'll call back next week.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Baby on.
All right, 11:45, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Rant. We continue next.
We say hello to the hotspot.